You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. Boeing has agreed to pay $200 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission over statements it made following two catastrophic crashes of 737 MAX planes, in which 346 people died. The SEC says in the aftermath, the company and its former CEO misled investors. Marketplace's Nova Safos here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So these crashes happened 3 or 4 years ago. What's the SEC saying about Boeing's response at the time?
Yeah, the first crash was, in fact, in Indonesia, Lion Air Flight 610. That was in October of 2018. Afterwards, the SEC says Boeing figured out that it had a design problem with a new automatic system meant to prevent stalling. But publicly, the company was suggesting pilot error and bad maintenance were at issue. Now, after the second crash, 6 weeks later, the SEC says former CEO Dennis Muilenburg knew there were serious questions about the regulatory oversight process during the plane's development, and yet he publicly said that that process had been normal. Both Boeing and Muilenburg are not admitting any wrongdoing, but will pay fines, $200 million for Boeing, $1 million for Muilenburg.
There's been a lot of fallout from the MAX crashes. Where does this SEC action fit into the bigger picture?
There has. For one, Boeing has already settled with the Justice Department. That was last year. It agreed to pay a lot more money, $2.5 billion. Muilenburg was fired. Boeing has been sued by victims, families, and shareholders. Congress passed legislation to improve FAA oversight. The agency has made some reforms. And Boeing said in a statement that it also has improved safety practices, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.